This is the closing market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. We're on the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group as we wrap up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what do we see going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
Well, this is Fed day, kind of a risk-off day, double-digit losses in the beans and wheat. But the corn had a nice rally in their day, rallied about 13, 14 cents off the lows. All the markets waiting on the Fed and what kind of move they're going to make with interest rates. The water was kind of muddied this year, or this time around. Kind of, they were between a rock and a hard place with the banking crisis. If they don't raise the rates at all, then people say they're too worried about the banking crisis, or maybe it's worse than they think. They raise them too much, then they think the Fed is totally ignoring the crisis. So they chose the middle ground. They raised the rate a quarter of a percent, just announced here a few minutes ago. Kind of a ho-hummer for the market. They were expecting that. That's what they got. The Dow Jones hasn't really done anything off that. Still up about 70, maybe 100 points. So kind of a neutral type report and reaction to it. So that's kind of kept the market hostage this week.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll have the numbers next.
It's March, and that means the start of the 2023 planting season will soon be upon us. As the weather warms up, many Iowa producers will be jumping at the chance to get in the field as soon as possible. In your excitement, take some time to remember a few safety tips. Make certain that your equipment's safety features are all functioning properly. Make sure you get enough rest. Be aware of your surroundings and don't try and outwork your conditions. Follow these safety tips and you'll have a successful and healthy start to your 2023 planting season. This message from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
May corn is up 3.5 at 633.5. December new crop down 2.25 at 554.5. May soybeans down 18.5 at 1448.5. November new crop down 23.5 at 1272.5. On the Merck, April live cattle down 12 at 162.30. May feeders down 75 at 198.80. April lean hogs down 105 at 76 even. April pork cutout down 167 at 82.42. Those are your closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.